to do a work for God. I've been commissioned. When that lieutenant comes out of officer training school, he comes with a commission. Man, I've been set forth to do this job, man. I'm legal. I'm a duly authorized representative of God, and I've been commissioned. It won't make you proud. It'll make you kind of scared sometimes because, man, I'm out here in this now. But you either you step back from it and go back home with your legs, your tail tucked between your legs, or you carry out the mission and you make it personal. There's no reason with 50 of us up here that 500 people or 1,000 people in Atlanta in May as not members of Omega Ministries are following us. They're your lineage. They're your lineage. Man, I went home and I was dead serious about what I was doing. You can't preach the gospel and not get results. You'll see somebody born again if you go back there dead to self and alive to God. God will flow through you. He's promised to do it. Any vessel presented to him, he'll use them. He'll use you. And that's the God's honest truth. So as all the guys get around, these guys, they come through the, I guess you call this, what do you call this, the assembly line or whatever?
Procession.
Yeah, some people get over here with me and everybody that's old as Methuselah. Methuselah will lay hands on. No, just get on that side. Dan, go over there. You and Gary Harrison, go over there, Gary. Get behind it. And they can just come through. Don't face that way. Face that way, Jason. And just keep coming through. And we'll lay hands on you as you come through and pray the prayer of faith. Let's pray a collective prayer first. God, right now in the name of Jesus, we present all of these men to you, God, as vessels of honor fit for you to use. The Bible says a vessel fit for the master to use. We spent a lot of years preaching this gospel to these guys for them to get the big picture. We're bringing this thing to a culmination here in the mountains to reveal the big picture and everything we're out about and everything we're trying to accomplish. We need men to be reformed as the foundation of the church of God. The Bible says, despise not small beginnings. You started with 12 guys, 12 tribes in Israel, 12 sons of Jacob. It's 50 people up here. God, it's time to move out to another place. Take this thing seriously, God, as we sit before you, God, and lay hands on these guys, ask you to put them forth.
Yes.
As vessels of honor, God, going forth to do the will and work of God in this generation.
Yes.
God, we thank you for these guys. They didn't have to come way up here from all these different places for anything. But we're looking for something new to happen, God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, let the Holy Ghost fall on them, God, as they come through here and change everybody into your image. In Jesus' name. Right now, God, we put setting forth God as a man of God. God, let your spirit come upon him and bless him, God, and use him in these last days as a resurrected vessel fit for your use. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God, set all these guys forth in Jesus' name, God. Send them forth in Jesus' name. God, in the name of Jesus, set them forth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Set them forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. All the old things pass away, and behold, all things are made new. In the name of Jesus, God. Let it happen, God. Let all these things happen for real. We're not just sitting around and playing. Let it really happen. Let it happen. Let it happen. Let his spirit man come alive, God, and birth a new man in him. At the expense of the old.
Rebuking all things of the
in Jesus' name, God, let it happen. 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 Let it happen in Jesus' name. Let it happen, God, in the name of Jesus. Not operating in our minds, but operating in the spirit, God. Let it happen.
This is what I need.
Bring forth the evidence, God. Bring forth the power. Baptize and fill them with the Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, God.
You will do it.
The Bible says, by the laying on of hands of the presbytery, God, in the name of Jesus. Set them forth. Send them forth. Ordain them, God. Jesus' name. We didn't have fathers. We didn't have elders. We didn't have the old men of the village to put us forth, God. So we are doubling back right now before the mighty God of Israel, asking to be anointed and appointed, God, for service in the name of Jesus. God, casting off all this matriarchal woman programming, all this girl in all of us. God, drive it off right now in Jesus' name and resurrect a man in us. Give us a man's soul, a man's spirit, a man's mind, a man's emotions. God, recreate in us a man's image in the name of Jesus. 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 Right now, God, in the name, we set him forth, God, as a man of God. A man of God. Not trying to figure it out, not trying to analyze it. I'm a man of God. My identity from this day forward will be that of a man of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Feel him, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. God, this is a precious time. This is a holy time. It's ain't about showmanship. This is about men, God, coming back to fullness, coming back to fruition. God, in the name of Jesus.
Fallen from a building.
The name of Jesus, God.
Your hand is on this.
Resurrection power comes alive, God, in men, God.
To be a witness, to use that.
We need that man of God to come forth.
Glorify Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Let these men of God come forth, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Let the anointing oil come over them like down Aaron, down his beard, down his vestures, God, all the way to his feet, dripping off of him.
Power.
The Holy Ghost come upon these men. God, in Jesus' name, send them forth. Send them forth in the name of Jesus. There were men in the days of old, God. There were elders. There were patriarchs. The Bible says you're turning the hearts of the fathers back to the children. The children back to the fathers. Every boy-like image in his soul, God just totally disintegrated and reemerged that man of God in him in Jesus' name. Every incapacitating power, we destroy that yoke, God. Raise him up. Raise him up in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. God, let the power of God come upon him in the name of Jesus. God, you're giving joy for mourning. Everything that's burning him down, we lift it up off of him in Jesus' name. To go forth and not be introspective any longer, but to represent God in the marketplace. Man, I'm here to bring in a harvest. I'm here to be a representative of God. I am the man of God. I am the mouthpiece of God. I am the righteousness of God. I am the one sent forth to do this work. God, send them out in the name of Jesus and make his endeavors fruitful. Everywhere he goes, God, let it be fruitful in Jesus' name. Everywhere their feet tread, God, let that be a place of God's habitation. Right now, God, lay claim to their souls and their spirits, God. At the expense of every outward attack, I curse everything that's set against him, God, and send him out, God, as a man of God in the name of Jesus. A man of God. Let the spirit of a man come upon this young man, God. Opportunity knocks here, God, a man, God, instead of a boy. Putting away childish things, God, come upon him with power. And then raise him up as a man of God in Jesus' name. Let a heavy anointing come upon him. Let this be a day in his life that he'll never forget. As the spirit of the living God has come upon him. As we transfer God to him.
Save his family.
The ability to be a man, to walk in manhood, to lay aside all childish things, to separate from boys in the hood, so he can walk as a man of God out from them. Sanctify him through thy truth. Your word is truth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Right now, God, everything that's hindering him, everything that's binding him, every witchcraft work that's set against him, everything cast out of a person's mouth against him, we curse those things in Jesus' name. God, let every shackle drop off of him and send him forth. Not doubting, not second guessing, not being somebody that's double thinking and wondering and all this stuff on it. Send him out to get the job done. Make it final. Give him, God, an authoritative spirit that knows who he is. I have an identity. I am a son of God. I am the man of God. And I will not deny my inheritance in the name of Jesus. Let it happen, God. Let this come upon these guys tonight, God, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, God, let the power of the Holy Ghost come upon him. God, take him to another place, a new place in God. It's time to send these men forth. We've sat long enough. We've been spectators long enough. This theater style sitting in church has gone far enough. Now we need laborers. The Bible says, pray ye the Lord of the harvest that is in laborers into his harvest. And that's what we do tonight, God. We're sending forth laborers in the name of Jesus. all this watching and looking and trying to follow people and wondering who I, God, in the name of Jesus, I am the answer. I don't know the answer. I become the answer tonight. I am the answer. If anybody's going to do this, it's me. I'm going to do this myself this time. I am going to be the man of God, and I will represent him in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. God, let this anointing come upon him, God. Leadership, the anointing, the power of God. God, fill him with the Holy Ghost and demonstrated power in the name of Jesus. Let the power of the Holy Ghost come upon him, God, in a special way. Drive off every sickness and disease from his household and raise him up, God, as an example to the masses. The western part of Atlanta taken over by his presence. Everywhere he walks, God, bless it and let that anointing come upon him wherever he goes. And it become identifiable, God. It becomes identifiable in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Everything in his head, move it to his heart and anchor it there. So now, God, he becomes a vessel that's set on fire for God. Ignition is what we're asking for. Ignite him, God, that he can be used by you in a special way. Give him inflow for outflow. Let the Spirit flow in and let it come out. Let it come out to reach other people and touch other people. Or gain him and set him forth, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, right now, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Send them out, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Send them back to take over South Florida.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus. Holy Spirit and power, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
Power. Signs following.
Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let it happen right now in Jesus' name, God.
We're here for this one. God.
Everything that made him doubt, everything that's made him tentative, we break the shackles of that matronized spirit, that Jezebel spirit that has cursed his life. Everything that spirit put on him, we lift it off of him tonight in the name of Jesus. A curse that's tried to follow him, we lift it off of him in the name of Jesus. And God set him forth right now as a determined man of God, a man that knows who I am, and I'm going to do this time. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God, right now in the name of Jesus. God sent him through a rite of passage where he transfers everything over to this new life he's about to live. Give him confidence, give him boldness, give him authority, give him the discipline, God, to lead a household. And God, send him out in the name of Jesus. Let a confidence and a boldness come upon him, God, like never before. A heavy anointing coming from a deep consecration. We need men in the streets. We need boots on the ground. We need ambassadors in this battle, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, let it happen in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, the anointing oil of God, let it flow over him like a river, God. Set him forth, God, as an example of holiness in the name of Jesus. By the hands of the presbytery, God, send him out, God. Send him out and ordain him for righteousness. This is the tribe of God. This is the tribe of Judah. This is a dedication. This is a consecration. This is a putting forth and ordaining of a man. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, let it happen right now in Jesus' name. All these things in our past, our upbringing, people we've known, women we've known, everything, let it pass away. Let it be cast away. As far as the east is from the west, anything that's told me I can't, I curse that thing. I can. Let the words now be I can, I am, I will. I'm positive, not negative. I'm going forward, not looking back. I am the man that's going to do it myself this time. I'm not looking to anybody, following anybody. I'm led by the Spirit of God and our fellowship with other men who are led by the Spirit of God. The days of being a boy are gone. I want to become full stature, a man of God. A man of God in the name of Jesus. Let it happen, God. Let it happen, God. Let it happen in Jesus' name. Let it happen, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
I don't care what a father was or grandfathers were or whoever it was in their life. I don't care who I hang with in the world. I'm consecrating myself. I'm dedicating myself this time. I want this thing to come on me, God, in a new and living way. Move me away from all boyhood endeavors. Put in me a sober, serious spirit now where I can be a representative and ambassador for Christ. I'm putting boots on the ground. I'm on the ground. This is ground zero, God. I'm doing this thing. I'm moving out and moving forward. In the name of Jesus. Deep calleth unto deep. Let his spirit man receive it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. God, right now, raise him up in the name of Jesus. Raise him up, God. Raise him up in Jesus' name. Raise him up in Jesus' name. Let him have a fire that burns inside of him this time, God. Ignite him in the inner man. Ignite him in the inner man. Ignite him in the inner man. In the name of Jesus.
Let him have the Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
Give him the Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus, God. Let it come upon him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now, God, Aaron, right now, God, when he goes back home, let him be another man.
These are the kind of guys.
Just like you told Saul to turn around. God, and he became another man.
Somebody that would desire.
No, don't let him be shaped by experiences, his past, what he's seen and done and heard. Make it a whole new endeavor this time. Make him a new man. God, in the name of Jesus, we cry out to you, God, to bring on him a new anointing, a heavy anointing. Old things have passed away, God, and everything he's been through is gone, and now he's a new man in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
The military.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Anybody else.
In the name of Jesus.
Fill him and send
him, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
A blessing to
him. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, God, in Jesus' name. If he got to stand alone, God, it makes no difference this time. Man, I got to do what I got to do. I got to make my stand. I don't care what they say and what they do, God. Right now, let him walk in a spirit, a different spirit. Just like Saul turned around and became another man. When he walks away from making another, as he walks away, let the spirit of another man come upon him. Where he can stand alone and he can bring this harvest in. A laborer. We need laborers in the harvest. We are ordaining laborers, God, to do the work. Do the work. Do the work of the ministry in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Christ.
Jesus' name. Jesus' name. God, in Jesus' name. Right in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, resurrection power comes alive. Resurrection power. I don't care where a person came from. I don't care what they've done. I don't care about their past. God, we need some men. We need some men on the forefront. We need men to lead this battle. We need some guys, God, who's saying, look, I need to be in this thing. I'm not missing it this time. I'm not going to be left behind. I'm going in for me. I'm going in for me. I'm going in for me. In the name of Jesus. God, speak to his spirit man. Raise him up as a man. And use him on the front lines of the battle in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. God, strip off everything, God, that has bound him in the name of every demonic element that's tried to snare him. Clear his mind out in the name of Jesus. God, right now, ordain a new life for this man. He's not a boy, he's a man.
It's time for man.
Stop living like a boy as a man. Walk in manhood in the name of Jesus.
Power coming in authority.
Leave him behind childish things, God. Raise him up. In Jesus' name and send him forth as a man of God. It's time to see men of God come forth, God. Out of the ashes of boyhood, there resurrects a man. Name of Jesus. God, all these things from boyhood, leave them behind. Every image that reflects matriarchy eradicated. God, in his bowels, let the Spirit of God raise up that man's nature in him. Curse everything that's trying to bind him. Curse all that imagery that comes from boyhood and being a girl and being soft and being effeminate. Curse it all in Jesus' name. Drive it all off and replace it and displace it with the Spirit of a man. You made a male and female, God.
He wants to be filled with the Spirit. We ask him for it, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
We're asking for the power.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of right now, God, in Jesus' name. You didn't come all this way to be fooling around. God, separated from everything that's been limiting him. Everything that's been inside of him crying out, God, for a newness of life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. God, send your word in Jesus' name. Commission him and send him forth. Right now, in Jesus' name, give him a fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost and power. The Holy Ghost and power. God, let the Holy Ghost overflow out of his spirit and well up and bubble up out of him like a river of living water. Right now, God, we ask you to fill him to the brim with the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It's not by might, nor is it by power, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. God, this is a new day. This is 2015. This is a new time. We're moving into 2016. We don't want to go into 2016 the same old thing. God, it's time for patriarchs to be made alive. The Bible says you turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children back to the patriarchs. We got to have patriarchs for the children's hearts to turn back to them. It's a new time, God. Fulfill your word as prophesied in Joel. Fulfill your word as prophesied in Malachi. Bring these patriarchs forth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. God, in the name of Jesus. We need some men. We need boots on the ground. We need some guys that mean business. God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Everything the devil meant for bad, flip it and make it for good. In the name of Jesus. Don't let him, God, be the same. Don't let him go back. Don't let the devil limit him. Intervene in the name of Jesus, God, and give him a whole new life as an ambassador for Christ. Send him forth. Send him forth in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we didn't have fathers. We didn't have elders. We didn't have people in front of us to show us the way. God, we kind of stumbled around in darkness for a lot of years. But now, God, we're saying, look, we're coming back alive. We're coming back to the fold. We're coming back to the kingdom of God as members of the tribe of Judah. God, right now, ordain and appoint him and send him forth as a leader of the tribe, as an elder in the tribe, as somebody that means business. A man of God. A man of God. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Jesus' name. Right now, God, for Gary, right now, send him forth, God. He has to go through. He has to cross over to the other side. It's time to leave behind childish things and things of a boy in Jesus' name. God, baptize and fill him with the Holy Ghost and fire. Let this power come upon him in the name of Jesus. Every shackle, break it. Everything that binds him, take it. And in the name of Jesus, God, right now, change him right now and mesmerize him in Jesus' name. Send your word. And send power, God. Power. Power. Holy Ghost power in the name of Jesus. Send him forth as a man of God in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, God, do something supernatural, do something special, do something different. In the name of Jesus, let resurrection power do the work. God, right now, we're not doing a ritual. We're not going through just a bunch of stuff. We're looking for action. We're looking for activity to take place. We're looking for a breaking of the old man, a breaking of the old to receive the new. Right now, God, in Jesus' name, let the power of the Holy Ghost come upon him in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Free.
In Jesus' name, make him a brand new man as he walks away. Let that brand new man fall upon him just like a mantle. Let that brand new man come upon him in the name of Jesus.
Jesus'
name. Jesus' name. Right now, God, we need a heavy anointing coming out of a deep consecration. We didn't spend a lot of time, 21 days, for nothing, God. We want this to be a new thing.
Bring him up, God. Raise him.
A man of God. None of us had fathers. None of us had patriarchy. But God, our endeavor is to move it to another realm. Right now, God, we ordain him, and he leaves all these boyhood things behind. I was a boy, but now I'm a man. I want to live as a man. I want to walk as a man. I want to talk as a man. I want to show forth the answers of a man. I want something right now to break off of me. Let it break off of me in Jesus' name. Let it break off of me in Jesus' name. Let that thing tangibly break right now in Jesus' name. Let it break in Jesus' name. Give him a breakthrough in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, right now for Dan, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we send him through a rite of passage. We ordain him and set him forth as a man of God. God, we didn't have fathers, we didn't have elders to do it. But right now, God, we want to see in our life, in our lifetime, the church of Jesus Christ in Jesus' name. Raise up men of God in the name of Jesus. God, even at Gary's age right now, God, you can't live as a boy forever. God, give him the spirit of a man. Restore him wholly as a man. Everything that the locust and the palmer worm and the caterpillar and all these entities took away, God, right now in his age, restore his manhood right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Let it happen in Jesus' name. God, we're ordaining elders in every city right now for Tom, God, as he goes back to Phoenix. God, that city needs help. God, that city needs a word. God, that city needs boots on the ground. Right now in the name of Jesus. God, ordain him and send him forth. God, in the name of Jesus, give him a double portion of the Holy Ghost. And let his tongue be the tongue of a ready writer. Not interested in small things, but man, I'm here as a man of God in Jesus' name. God, all of us need this ordaining. We need to be put forth.
Yes, Lord.
We need to be put forth.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God in Jesus' name.
Being a part of myself.
Yes, God, in the name of Jesus.
Being a part of millions.
In the name of Jesus. Robosatana. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Raise up.
Yes, Lord.
Raise up, Gabriel.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus' name.
In the power of the Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
To the nation.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come.
Jesus.
We want to see the end.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The glory of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Fill him with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Do it, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Because we believe.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. And you are God.
Yes, Lord.
We're your children.
Yes, Lord.
Fill this man.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Robo satala rada hando kubasita. Riba satala raba kubasenda la kuba. Yika raba satala rombo kusita la ha. Robo satala raba sikata. Shibo koroba sida basita. Yika basanda la kubasita. Ese kuto la kuto la rafosa. Ika Help us, Lord. Lord God. Come on, Lord. Let's take it to another place. It's time to go to another place. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's going to wrap up the Man Up Mountain meeting for 2015. Hopefully we'll be back here again next year or somewhere with 1,000 men in tow. This thing needs to explode. Promise Keepers tried to do it, but Promise Keepers got bogged down in a bunch of stuff that just bound them. Because they tried to do it in the flesh. We're dependent on the Holy Ghost to raise up men who mean business. That's what it's all about. Hopefully everybody enjoyed this meeting. Hopefully everybody benefited from it. Hopefully everybody will go back home different on a mission. A commission to do a mission. Man, this thing is my thing. I'm in this thing for me. I'm all in for me. I'm going to save some folk. I'm going back to save some folk. See, I'm not looking around. It ain't the guy sitting next to me going to do this. This preacher ain't going to do it. Ain't nobody in the congregation going to do it. Bunch of women ain't going to do it. I'm going back and I'm doing the job myself. I'm going to pray through until I get a breakthrough. You get the Holy Ghost in a room somewhere with a plate turned over for real for you. That's how you get the Holy Ghost. It ain't a public spectacle. You pray through. You stay down before God until, hey, I'm gonna stay in this room till you baptize me in the Holy Ghost. I'll get out work and I'm going to report to this room every night. I'm going to stay here until you feel me. That's how you got to be. You give God no rest. I'm not getting any rest, and you're not getting any rest until you baptize me. That's how you got to be. You got to be just ate up with this thing. This thing got to be in you so bad. I sat in a barracks in Chanute Air Force Base, Illinois, way up in Illinois, 40-day fast by myself in a dorm room. I didn't give God any rest. I was determined. I want everything you got. I woke up speaking in tongues one night out of a dead sleep. I didn't have nothing to do with this. He'll come on you, man. I've seen people laid out in church, man, like sauce spaghetti. You had to pour them into a car. Couldn't even drive. Incapacitated. Couldn't do nothing. We wheeled them out of church in wheelchairs. The Holy Ghost got power. It's time to upgrade this thing till we see a visitation again. And men got to be on the leading edge of the visitation. When you see men begin to form up again for real, the visitation's on its way. Why is the devil fighting everything? You know how hard he fight us? Because he knows our mission is for patriarchs. That's why he fight it so hard. If we were matriarchal and just sissy sensitive and walking around like a bunch of gals, the devil would have 5,000 folk over here so fast it would make your head swim. Because he knows the abdication of men giving authority over to the women and not taking authority that God gave us is his vacuum to fill. So when you say, okay, Malachi 4 is right, the heart's got to be turned back to patriarchs. And you can't turn hearts to patriarchs if there are no patriarchs. So the first mission is to ordain elders in every city and call back patriarchs. And we get this message, man. We get this message to let it take hold of us. Man, you'll go home. And can't nobody do nothing with you because, man, I see this thing now, man. I got the full picture now. I see it from a heavenly perspective. There are 24 elders up there throwing down crowns before the Lord. This is the church, man. I've become a member of something, man, that is so far removed from what I've been taught. It's mind-blowing. That gives you what? Confidence and power to go with in the power of the Spirit, man. Hey, look, I know what I'm talking about this time, buddy. This ain't no joke. It's not what I do. It's who I am now. I'm a member of the household of faith. I am a son of God. You can't do nothing about that, man. If nobody can impugn your identity, there ain't nothing they can do to you. I'm not a whoremonger. I'm not a punk. I'm not some little wimp. I'm not somebody that's dust under somebody's shoes. You're talking to a manifested son of God, man. It won't make you proud. It'll give you identity. That's why you become bold, because you don't walk in there with your head bowed down and scared to talk and double thinking and triple thinking and lowering your gaze and stepping and fishing it around. Don't know, and I don't know. Y'all go in there and talk to them. I don't know. I don't know nothing about this. And Moses had that problem going to see Pharaoh. He said, man, I'm going with you. I'm going in you. Go and tell the man. And when you finally process this stuff and get your identity back as a man of God, because you've gone through the rite of passage to be made into a man and not a boy, there's no racial distinctions made. There's no white man, black man. There's no white man better than you. There's no black man better than you. There's nobody better than you or more than you. Money don't mean nothing. The world builds all this impetus according to money. You're dealing with manifested sons of God. Our identity is not in this world. So therefore, how can they control you? I'm not even from here. Man, this thing here is so far removed from what we've been taught in church. Church is such a limiting factor. We got to forsake all this religion and go back to the foundation of what God has ordained. This is a whole new church order to overcome a new world order. Amen. We're witnessing in real time the reordering of the church. And you can tell people, you know, I was there. I was there. It was one night in October up in the mountains. Rainy night in October. I remember it very. It was a dreary day. A cold and windy day. A dark day. A stormy night. And I remember outside there were black bears around and stuff. We were scared to walk outside at night because it was such a foreboding. Rashid was terrified driving through the forest. See, you remember that night, man. It's all about a rite of passage. For the first time in my life, I was made into a man. I done lived for 40 years, and I finally became a man. Isn't that amazing? You lived for 40 or 50 years, and I finally became a man. Searching for my manhood all my life. After 30, 40, 50 years, I finally realized what it means to be a man. Just let Christ own me, take me over, and be identified in him. I get my manhood back. This is a great deal that he's given us, man. We'd be fools to forsake such a great salvation. Father, we thank you for this time in the mountains. Father, we ask you to be reflective of you from here on out. Not my will, but let your will be done. We're dead serious. This ain't no show. This ain't nothing to play with. We're serious. It's time for the church to be set up on the backs of men again as a strong foundation. Men got strong backs. They can carry the load. Every son represented here that's a wayward son, a prodigal, by any father here that has a son is not saved. I pray for all these sons in this room. God, send the Holy Ghost after them. Just like a sheriff hunting down an escaping felon. God, send the Spirit after these fugitives. You are a fugitive from justice. We're dispatching the Holy Ghost from this room to track these boys down. Track them down. Every wayward daughter, send your Spirit, God, like a sheriff that's got papers from a judge. Man, I'm issuing a bench warrant. This is a bench warrant. I'm issuing a bench warrant. Serve these folk a warrant. Man, you are under arrest. You have the right to remain silent if you forego that right. What you say can be used against you in the court of law. Man, you under arrest. Assume the position. Raise your hands, man. Pursue them, God. I'm serious. Dispatch the Holy Ghost. An invisible partner that will search them out. in secret places. Let fornication not even be enjoyable. Let drugs not, no, don't even get high. I can't even get drunk. The porno, I don't want to see it. The strip joint makes me sick. Riding with my boys is making me want to throw up. Hip hop makes me sick. I listen to hip hop, it's giving me a headache. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name.
We got it.
Lesbian spirits, break them. Homosexual spirits, bind them. Loose these folk in Jesus' name. Every man going home to a Jezebel spirit, arrest that Jezebel spirit in the home. We arrest you. We bind you. In Jesus' name. Back up off of these men. Send angels, God, into the conflict. Let the angels pour out of heaven right now and confront these demons and drive them off in Jesus' name. We believe it. I'm not just praying a prayer, empty prayer. I'm believing as I'm saying these angels are dispatched. Man, they're marshaling themselves. They're pouring out of heaven right now. Pour them out of there in battle array. We need warlords coming down here. Engage the enemy. Seek and destroy these enemies in Jesus' name. Seek and destroy. Michael, the mission is seek and destroy. Command the angels under your command. Seek and destroy the devil. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That invisible world is more real than this one. Seek and destroy every vestige of the devil. Seek it out and destroy it. In the name of Jesus. We dedicate it to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Last thing we want to do before we leave this mountain, y'all. We want to take up an offering for Dunamis Tabernacle from the men. The best you can do. We want to be guys that form the foundation of this thing. We want to get this tabernacle up and running. We got to have a base camp. We begin to bring these people in for real. We got to train these folk in a disciplined, orderly fashion, just like a university setting. They got to sit in classes and be taught the word of God, not in a legalistic, binding way. But you got to take them through that Bible. I've already got a syllabus designed to take them through the Bible. Logical, formatted, taking them through a process of growth that is logical, that the foundation can be laid right so they won't go wandering off into delusions. We're losing 200 people that get saved, and then they over here in some crazy warp junk, and they don't know, and now they double thinking, double minded, because the eldership has not been in place. We can replicate somewhere like Dunamis Tabernacle. We got to get it right and perfect it first, and replication is easy after that. Don't deter away from the pattern. If we get it right, this ain't about trying to be nobody that's trying to follow nobody. We got it right, man. Go to your city and replicate this, man. Don't try to why remake the wheel? Why we make it? The wheel is round, it rolls, man. Stop. You know what I'm saying? If we get a syllabus set up and a system set up and a design that's functional, you can drop that thing in any city, poor or wealthy. You can take it to Africa and replicate it. It ain't about money. It works. We got it, man. We got the system, man. That's what Paul was doing. He was replicating himself. He was replicating systems. The world is systemic. People thrive in systems. Belichick wins because he's got a system. Nick Saban crushed Mark Richt today because he rolled in there with that tide, man. The tide came out that tunnel with a system. The church doesn't have a system. That's why it don't work. We don't have structure. We don't have order. It's just chaos. And God is not the author of confusion. So we got to commit. We got to get other people to buy in, see the vision. It's on us, ground troops. Ain't it about me? I'll be 58 years old next month. I'm getting ready to die. How can I build something to follow? I'll be dead. You see how stupid that is? What am I going to enjoy? 50, I'll be 10 years, I'll be 60, I'll be dead. I'm trying to get a Bentley. Fool, why you need a Bentley? They're going to bury you in that? You're going to be dead. What we preach, you know, we got a death sentence on us already. Can't you hear the messages?
On every one of us.
You think they're going to let you live with that being said? I mean, we're not here for that. We are here to do a job. However long you live, it don't matter. Did you get the job done? You can live 5 years if you got the job done. It don't matter. The sooner you get out of here, the better. You're living to live again. It takes money to make this thing roll as long as they let us use it. I believe once the church gets money and begins to roll, we got a short window. I believe it'll be 3.5 years, the first part of the tribulation period, before they shut it all the way down and everybody's marked with the beast mark, and that's it. You'll see us come online, we'll thrive long enough to harvest the world. So we harvest the world under persecution, under severe situations. We're harvesting. And they're hating us for it. They're killing. They're raping and maiming us and destroying us. But we're bringing them in. 3.5 years. And then the man of sin is revealed midpoint. From somewhere between the 3 and 5 year period, the man of sin is revealed. He's the Antichrist concealed for the first 3.5 years. Then he's revealed in the middle of the week. Notice how everything points to the 42-month period, the middle of the week in Revelation. And the man of sin is now enthroned. Don't get it wrong, man. Everything you see in front of you is making preparation for the enthronement of the Antichrist. The Pope is in town for a reason. The UN is functioning for a reason. Everything is being said. Netanyahu was in front of the UN telling them, you have turned on Israel. Nobody stood with us. You gave Iran the nuclear bomb. You know what that man's saying? We're going to blow them out of existence. You let them build a bomb. You think an Israelite gives empty threats, you better think again. Netanyahu came up as a commander in Israel's army. His whole family came from a family of commanders. He ain't like what we got over here. That guy don't gonna give no empty threats. If they build that bomb, he is going to blow it up. And Israel has a nuclear arsenal. I tell people, don't get this twisted. Now, don't think they docile little wimps now. The Israeli Air Force is the most astute, most skilled Air Force in the world. These guys are elite pilots. You don't want to fool around with these boys, because there's a supernatural force that empowers them. We're about to go into a realm that none of us can fathom. Set standing right here so you can't feel it, you can't see it. But God is getting everybody ready to do it. We've got to be the ones that are the catalyst to drive this thing. We've got to see the foundation laid. It's time for men to step up to the plate and do what we got to do. Be prayerful. Stay in prayer about 2,778 people giving $288. That's the building debt-free and renovated. We got to make minor renovations to the place. The place is ready to roll. Structured and built to accommodate people and room to expand it. It seats 500 to 550 people now. It can easily be expanded with one wall removed to 1,000 people. You said you want a big church? No. The more people you got in front of you, the easier to teach massive numbers of people, because you're doing one time to 1,000 people is easier than one person at a time. Ask the insurance industry. They use what? The law of large numbers to do what they do. They plan your premium based on the law of large numbers. You can tell if you get 10,000 people what's going to happen to them, because the law of large numbers gives you the percentages of what's going to happen to a group of people. You preach to a lot of people, you'll get some fall away. But you're going to get a lot to stick because of the law of large numbers. It's the way Jesus was in a mountain with everybody in front of him in the valley. He was using the law of large numbers. Preach to a massive group, I'll get fall away, but I'm going to have people who stick. That's what you got to do. That's how it works, man. This is all logical, man. I've thought about this for 30 years. I'm not some novice or some clown just thinking up stuff as I go. I got all kind of stuff stored, man, all kinds of syllabuses, all kind of stuff ready to roll. A huge Christian library already stored up, ready to go. I'm just ready to hit the ground, man. All we need is some guys. We really need some guys to buy in. There's no reason for this message not to see 10,000 guys just step up to the plate. But we're ground force now. You can be the catalyst behind these guys. They got to read you. They got to see the, hey, man, that guy right there, be careful around that guy, man. That guy dead serious about what he's doing. He's not just somebody talking. He for real. It's going to drive some guys. It's going to draw others. Because the guy's really searching for his manhood. He just don't know it. He's trying to find it in hip-hop and in gangs. And he's looking for his manhood. He don't have any golden ass. He's searching for his balls, trying to find them. You can tell, hey, man, I know what you need, man. I got what you need. I got your answer, man. I can tell you how to be a man. I can show you the way. And he's going to examine you to see if you're for real. He's going to examine you to see if you're a whoremonger and you still can be seduced. This thing is real, man. All we got to do is go and put this thing into effect through prayer and fasting. This kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. It's time for us to step into this foray and do the job. Father, right now we dedicate these to you, God. We just thank you, God, for this weekend. A couple of days in the mountain, God, went by real fast, but still, we've tried to pack a lot into a little. And God, we want to see you move. We're heading back to Atlanta tomorrow. God, we ask you to bless the service. Let the power of the Holy Ghost flood into this place tomorrow. And God, just blow the place up. Blow it up. Just blow the place up. I mean, blow it up. Why not, God? Just blow it up. Let an atomic explosion just hit. And just blow the thing all the way up in Jesus' name. It's time for a new church order. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for it. Amen. All right, we're going to play that movie, y'all. We can sit around a little bit in fellowship. And watch Fountainhead. Like I say, it's kind of entertaining.